across all time zones covering both hemispheres. It's time for another featured music special. It's a high noon featured music special. It's a little past high noon here in the United States. Eastern time zone. Glad you guys are along with us. Thank you for supporting the many fine artists that come through this broadcast the last 21 years, guys. You listeners are the best. We wouldn't do this if you guys weren't out there supporting the great folks that come through these microphones. Today, it's an international broadcast. I think that would be our fourth of the week. Let's see, we had an artist from Azerbaijan. We had an artist from Israel. An artist from India, who was actually Korean. Anyway, we got a couple guys on the line with us tonight that are, well, they're in different parts of the world, so let's just bring them in and give a warm artist first welcome to Paul, Robert, Thomas, and Paulio. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by.
It's a pleasure.
Now,
thank you very much, D-Man. Thank you.
Of course, we have two Pauls on the broadcast, so we'll maybe I'll refer to you as Mr. Thomas just to keep things straight. Guys, if you,
that's very British of you, Mr. Z Man. Thank you.
Well, Paul's a popular name, as you'll find out later in the broadcast. It seems to pop up everywhere. Well,
two
okay.
Pauls are better than one.
Now, that's right.
That's right.
That's right. It's always two are better than one. Now, Mr. Thomas, you are at the moment in Israel. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Love to get there someday. Interesting stories about that. And what time would it be? It's noon Eastern time here. What time is it in Israel?
Just gone 7 p.m.
Great, great. So many of our Israeli artists come on, and it's like 4 in the morning, so we're glad we were able to accommodate your time. And, Paulio, you are in Switzerland?
Right, I'm in Switzerland, in a place called Leutzigen. And that's close to a town called Solothurn. It's German-speaking part of Switzerland, and it's 1806 over here at the moment.
Which is the 606. Americans are stupid. You guys got to understand that. They probably don't
Okay, you don't use the 24-hour clock. It's 606.
There you
Sorry.
Go. And most Americans have no idea where Switzerland is either.
Well, it's the land of cheese and honey.
Just being honest. Well, okay, this broadcast is about... Now, the project is called Les Pauls, right?
Right. Les Pauls.
That's right. Pauls.
Which is a clever name because the electric guitar was invented by someone named Les Paul, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. That's right.
No,
that's
but, right, but we're actually... No. We're actually called Les Pauls, the Pauls.
Oh,
Les Pauls French. Les Pauls means the Pauls in French because okay. We're two Pauls.
Oh, of course.
You get it?
I do now.
All right.
Of course. Well, let's introduce each of you a little bit in more depth to our listeners. And, Mr. Thomas, I'm going to start with you. I've read your entire bio. We could do a couple-hour show on your life alone. So why don't you give the audience a synopsis of your life and how you got into the music business?
Okay. I'm obviously London-born, as you can hear. In my teens, I used to sell hot dogs outside a venue called the Roundhouse in Chalk Farm near where I lived. All the big stars would play there. I met Andy Warhol and spoke to him one time. He didn't buy a hot dog off me, but I had a chat to him. And then I decided to come to Israel to try it out because I've heard a lot about it, you know, the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. And I was born a Christian, so I was told. And then I came to Israel. I came to a kibbutz. I met and fell in love with an Israeli soldier girl whose father is a survivor of Auschwitz concentration camp. I decided to convert in order to get married, so I converted. I had the full job done, if you know what I mean.
Oops.
You know, a piece of me is missing. And that's it. I've lived here and I've loved it here ever since. I'm now working in a Thai embassy. But I used to be, oh, I forgot, I used to be a London bobby as well for 14 years.
Yeah, see, Americans have no idea what that is. That's a police officer, folks.
It's a cop.
There you go.
A cop with the funny hat that wobbles when you walk. And but actually, I faced a lot of anti-Semitism in the police force. I took them to court. I beat them for their anti-Semitic treatment of me. And then we came here as a family to live in Israel. And in the meantime, when I was taken into court, I was started to write poems and lyrics. And I got in contact with a German guy whose name also happened to have Paul in it, Stefan Paulette. We got in contact through a Dylan magazine. I'm into Dylan, Bob Dylan, who's taught me a lot. And from there, we started writing songs. And then along after a few years, I got in contact with Paul Odiasi, a few years ago. And we've been writing ever since. I think that's a short synopsis.
That does cover most of it. The court case when you sued the police department took 3 years to get through the court system. And as you mentioned in passing, during those years was when you first began to write songs. So you hadn't written any songs other than, you know, well, poetry and stuff you had written earlier. But
No. Prior to that was just, you know, poems to the many girlfriends on the kibbutz. I used to write poems and, you know, English, romantic, whatever. I've changed a lot since then. But, and then I suddenly started writing lyrics.
Now, do you play any? Are you musically inclined otherwise? Didn't I see a picture of you sitting at a piano?
I learned to play the recorder and violin at school. I can read music, but I've had a guitar here in my bedroom for the last 20 years. And I just don't seem inclined to pick it up. I don't know why. So I prefer just to write the lyrics. It's easy, really, for me. And let the other side do the hard work and write the music.
Well, that's
as Paul does. He's brilliant.
Well, let's
talk a lot, mate.
Okay, Paulio, you're the other side. Let's first, though, let's introduce you to the listeners. Give us a brief story about your life. You were born, then what happened?
I was born very close to Paul Robert. I was born in Islington, in London, North London. And my father was a Nigerian. And my mother was a British woman. And back in those days, back in the 50s, that was a pretty heavy thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A white mother and a black father. And my father studied law. And when he finished his studies, we went back to Nigeria with the ship, went over the seas. And I lived in Nigeria for 11 and a half years. And after that, we had all the problems over there with the, you know, with the wars. We had a lot of wars over there, civil war. And when I was 16, I left for good. And I went back to England. And then I started a job as a professional musician. I went traveling around the world with a band, with a couple of bands, actually.
Wow.
And I tried my hand at a few different things. I did some acting. I even worked with Ringo Starr's wife. I think she was a Bond girl, Barbara Bach. And I did a film with her, or better, I should say, I had a small role in a film with her. And then I did a couple of other films. I did a film here in Switzerland, and I even did a couple of Bollywood films. And but music was always my love. And when I got married, I quit the professional music life. And I got a daytime job, and I kept the music just for my own fun. And but I've always loved music, and I've always loved to write and record. as a profession, I'm a radio TV man. I fix TVs and radios. I build amplifiers, valve amplifiers, transistor amps. I used to make the Nigerian government crazy because I used to build transmitters in the place we used to live, and we used to have a pirate radio sender in Ibadan. That's where I lived in Nigeria. And the post office was, the telecoms were always trying to catch us. And once they almost did, and they confiscated all our equipment. Aww. So I've had a go at pirate radio, building stuff long before the internet. I used to build. I love building. You know, I used to build gadgets for the guitars, wah-wah pedals and fuzz boxes and, bucket brigade delay lines. And I'm a little bit of an all-rounder, actually. I love music. I love electronics. I'm a little bit of a boffin. And, that's about it, really. I've tried a little bit, different things, from acting, music. I've tried it out as a DJ, and my wife had a pub for a couple of years, and I used to do a big karaoke show there. And now I'm a little bit more settled down. I have a small home studio, and I write all my songs here. And Paul sends me all his fantastic lyrics. And he tells me a little bit about what they're about, and then I sit down and with a beer and something, and I figure out what I should do with the songs. And what I must quickly state is, I don't like to write music like everybody else. I don't like to be too mainstream. I just like to write music what comes out of my head, without trying to be too crafty and craft songs just to make money. But that's something I wanted to point out. I just write what comes into my head. And a lot of people say I sound very retro. Well, that's about it.
Sound like David Bowie in a lot of songs. Okay, they'll hear anyway on the next song or two. They'll hear it.
Yes, and that's a good good analogy. Well, Paulio, what do you consider is your primary instrument?
I'm a multi-instrumentalist. My mother was a classical pianist. I learned the piano, but I'm not a very good pianist. I can get through on piano, but my main instrument is guitar. Saxophone, I play saxophone, I play guitar, but my main instrument is the guitar.
I'm a professional keyboardist, but I'm always amazed by folks who can play other instruments. Congratulations.
Well, okay.
Let's get into the first track here. This is an interesting track. When I first read about the project and I saw the graphics, the first song we're going to be playing, folks, is called Scared of America. And the graphic I'm watching is a handgun that is, for lack of a better word, painted like the American flag. Some kind of graphic overlay. And I assumed at first, Mr. Thomas, that you were American, because when I saw that and I saw your song title, I figured that has to be an American writing this song. And then, boy, it took on extra meaning once I read about you and found out, that you were not American. So before we hear that, Paul Robert, would you please tell the audience what was going on when you wrote these lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically my view of America from a Brit living in England who's never been to America. And all he knows about America is what he sees and hears on the news. That's it. Here.
I'm scared of America. Mama's got a gun. Scared of America. And so has your son. Jesus was America. So hardly contains. Maybe he is Mexico. That sneaked in on the train.
Well done. And yes, or I should say no, that's not David Bowie. That's Les Pauls, which is French for the Pauls. Well done. We had a great discussion off the air about politics and America and how it's perceived in the world, and we better just move on from there. Most Americans are not happy, to say the least, with the way things are going over here. So let's move on. All right. In fact, I believe the next cut we're going to play has a more of a positive beat to it.
That's right.
Let's start with you. Let's talk about the lyrics first. What inspired this one?
The lyrics? It's basically a simple song saying enough is enough. We're all fed up of war. It's an anti-war song. Quite simple. It's pleasant enough to listen to, but it's got a message. No more war.
You know,
no more killing.
Where are, I say this all the time. Nobody cares what I say, but I say it all the time. Where are the anti-war artists? You know, you talk about Dylan. I mean, you look back in the 60s during the Vietnam War, giants in the business, their careers were made on anti-war material. There is none over here. Nobody. Now, maybe they're not getting airtime, but there's nobody filling those shoes. I think that's horrible. At least over here in the States, there are no protest bands. Why not?
No.
I don't know. That's a rhetorical question. But, well, so bravo for the anti-war lyrics, Paul Robert. But Paulio, now when you get, you know, he sends you the lyrics.
Right.
How do you know? I mean, where do you start? I mean, I suppose you talk and you say this needs to be, you know, it's not a slow song or it is a fast song, something like that. How do you, where do you begin might be a better question.
Well, you know, I read his lyrics through. Sometimes he sends me some information with the lyrics, you know, with his thoughts on it. And then I think about that, what he tells me. I think, okay, and then I read them thoroughly and let them go through my head for a few days. And then I just start. And I thought, I don't want to write an anti-war song that sounds, you know, like death, you know what I mean? I want to write an anti-war song that maybe young people will sing along with, you know? But it has to be a little bit, you know, it's got to have a little bit of this to it. It's got to have a little bit of power. And I didn't want one that sounded like we were all, you know, really sad and really anti-war kind of. So I said, well, we make an anti-war song, great. But I wanted an up-tempo anti-war song with a lot of power in the voice. And I thought, you know, this was something that people who feel like we do can relate to, and are happy to shout it out. You know, that was the feeling. I wanted a song that people could shout out, you know, and say, yes, we don't want war, and, you know, we're really against it, and put that in your pipe and smoke it. So it's a pretty up-tempo song, and at the same time, it's got a little bit of a commercial touch to it. But, yeah, that's about that, to say I, yeah.
So tired of the war. What they want to hurt us for. I know it's kill or be killed. Just the thought makes my blood chill. I say, 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 I say,
Outstanding. That tune's called Say I. Folks, that's an anti-war song. We need more anti-war songs. Get out there and write them and send them to us, folks. We'll play them. If you're just joining us, Paul Robert Thomas and Paulio are joining us. Mr. Thomas is in Israel. Paulio is in Switzerland. And together they make up Les Pauls, which is French for the Pauls. Where do we want to send them? We have a couple websites that you sent us, and we have posted one of them. Mr. Thomas, where do you, what website would you like to have listeners go to?
It's my main website, www.paullyrics.com. And we're on there. We've got our own webpage there. Les Paul supporters have got their own webpage there.
And that is the link that we do have up on the website now.
Yes.
Folks, it'll be there on the, if you're listening to this as an archive, it will also be there. We always want to make it easy for you listeners to get a hold of and support the bands you hear on this broadcast. Before I forget, I just want to mention to Paulio, you being in the radio repair business and knowing how to build your own pirated station, etc. I heard back in March that Norway shut off their analog FM signal.
That's right. They shut it off, and they're going to shut it off here in Switzerland, I think, in 2020 or 2022. I'm not quite sure. But it's going to disappear here, and everybody's going to need a DAB plus radio if they want to continue listening to anything.
Right.
But
in other words,
in Norway, it's already gone. It's already gone. Yes, that's correct.
Well, what Paulio meant, by, in other words, you'll have to go, your old FM receiver that you've been using since high school, it won't work anymore. You'll need to go buy it.
It won't work anymore. Right on.
You'll need to go purchase.
You can throw it away.
Yeah, you'll take it out to the shooting range, but that's what we do.
Right.
But now you'll have to go purchase a new device that will take a digital FM signal. And you know what? When they tried that over here, not that specific thing, but they tried to push HD radio as a new thing, so people went out. Utter failure. Complete failure.
Oh.
Complete failure.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, well, it's because of Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi radio is available everywhere. It's inexpensive, and everybody already has it. You have it on your cell phone. You have it on your PC. You have it in your car if you've got an internet-based car. Yeah, I don't know where that's going, but more people in America listen to Wi-Fi radio than XM Sirius and all HD stations combined. We are killing those. That industry is dying. Well, anyway, I don't want to do too much shop talk.
It's the same over here in Switzerland, Z-Man. It's the same over here. You know, the kids today, they don't watch TV anymore. Nobody watches TV here except the old folks, you know. The kids today, they're all got their computers and their handies, and they look at, you know, they watch YouTube, and that's their way of doing it today. So TV is a dying thing over here, and the TV corporations are really fighting to keep their public, you know, happy. But it's dying out very fast.
I totally agree. I have Apple TV. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's a little thing about size
of course.
You know, I give network TV the first crack. I don't know, because out of habit and loyalty, I try to find something on my Time Warner cable network that has 500 channels of complete crap, and I give them a chance. And usually after about 30 minutes, which consists of 20 minutes of commercials, I just go to Apple TV and shut off, you know, the cable. Anyway, I think.
Yes, it's the same over. It's the same over in Europe, Z-Man. It's exactly the same problem, you know. It's exactly the same here. We have tons and tons of TV channels here at the moment. About 500. Every village here has 500 TV channels. But, you know, the most of them are just absolute crap.
That's right.
All rubbish, you know. When I was growing up, you know, in Nigeria, we had one program, one transmitter, and that was it, you know. And I used to watch Mr. Ed, you know, or Green Acres, you know, all these old programs. But I got a lot more out of that than I did today, than I do today, because today it's all, it's the most of the programs are just crap, you know. It's just a load of crap and advertising. Sometimes you forget what you're watching, you know, because till the advertising is finished, you know, you've really lost the hack of what's going on, what you're watching. You just can't keep it going, you know. You can't keep the continuity anymore. So a lot of people just watch, you know, YouTube, or, you know, there's so much in YouTube you can watch and find and keep yourself entertained. And TV is definitely dying out here in Switzerland. It's a dying business, although they fight very hard to keep it going.
Well, in America, the average corporate radio model, when you listen to a Clear Channel station, their name got so bad they had to change their name to iHeartRadio. Folks, that's the same Clear Channel that you've hated all these decades. 22 minutes an hour is their standard business model. 22 minutes, excuse me, of commercials. All right? So one out of every 3 minutes you listen to radio in America on a commercial station is designed to sell you something that you probably don't want. And the only reason they run music or have DJs on there is to hope you'll stay longer to listen to the next commercial that they can bill somebody for. It's terrible.
Right.
People are sick of it.
That is terrible.
Well, we lost...
That is bad.
We lost Paul Thomas for just a second, but I think he's back with us. Are you back with us?
I'm here.
Very good.
Here.
Hey, that, you know, Skype is a great connection, but sometimes...
Oh, I didn't realize that he'd gone, actually.
Well, that was what that
are
little...
Are you okay, Paul? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Well, great. We're happy.
I don't want to lose my better half.
Do not fear. I'm here.
Oh, that's great.
You're back just in time to tell us, Mr. Thomas, how you came up with the lyrics for Sleepwalking Through the Mist.
Right. This is one of our rare political songs. The mist is all, you can basically say mist is bullshit, political bullshit. I don't know what more I can say about it. You need to listen to it. It's a kind of indie song. I don't know if you would call it British indie. It's hard to define it. But that's basically what it's about. Trying to see through all the bullshit as you walk through life.
Mouse. They bury them in sound. kid. You looked just like his mother. I don't think that's so good. I let you go free to do as you please. I'm looking for the keys down on my bended knees. The sky cries in pain.
Listening to the music of The Pauls. In French, that would be Les Pauls. And I do want to commend you, Mr. Switzerland, Paulio, that you do a heck of a job on these productions. You're a great engineer, and you've got it dialed in on your studio. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, D-Man. You know, I'm always... not all my recordings are fantastic, you know, but... I keep at it, and I get better over the years. So it's just something I love doing. You know, I love recording and mixing, and I keep at it. And I've realized that over the last 10 years, my recordings do get a bit better. That is rather that song what we just heard is a song we did a couple of years back. And when I listen to the old songs, I think, ooh, I could have done something more here and there. But in general, it's getting better. Thanks for the compliment anyway.
Well, it's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, from a technical standpoint, you know, like if you were a photographer and you were taking portraits, it's perfect. I mean, from a technical standpoint, you know, the mix is great. The EQ is great. It's all, anyway, all the things that make a good recording, you seem to have accomplished. Congratulations. That's a hard thing to do.
Thank you very much, Z-Man. When I see you one time, I'm going to buy you a big, big beer.
Good, good.
For being so kind.
That sounds wonderful. Now, most of our listeners realized a long time ago that I'm not very good at my job, because I have not mentioned the album title, and I believe it's Night Worker. Is that right?
That's correct.
See, you think I would have mentioned that before this point in the broadcast, listeners, but... of course, you can read all about it at paullyrics.com, the site we have up for the band. Let's talk about that. When you pick a title for an album, now, Paul Robert, were you, since you're the word guy, was this your choice? How did you guys come up with Night Worker for your title?
No, I need to correct you. I'm sorry, but these are songs from various albums, actually.
Oh, see?
Night Worker, which you'll hear later, is the lead track from the album called Night Worker. The next song you're going to hear is the lead track from our latest album. It's called A Mile Until Dawn, and that's the name of the song. This is our brand new album, our best so far. And A Mile Until Dawn is a lead track.
Well, let's hear it, folks.
Still to warm. Only a mile until dawn.
I like that cut. Nice work, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Yeah, this is real.
I'm sorry. Please continue your thought.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I was going to ask the question of both of you.
Yes.
I'll start with you, Paul Robert, because as you've described to us, that seems to be the way your songwriting and composing technique works, with lyrics first and then Paulio writing the music. But what do you think happens? Paul Robert Thomas, the lyricist, you briefly touched on aspects of your biography, and you've suffered a lot. Family members have suffered a lot. And I'm getting around to a question. What do you think happens in Paul Robert Thomas's life when you write a song? Because I bet you don't write a song every day or every week, but you write some great, great lyrics. I guess rhetorically speaking or scientifically speaking, what happens in your world when you write a song? Why is it today?
It's I get the need to do it, you know. Like, I get it's hard to explain. It's like I must get this out. And then that's not the same day. It can be months before. You know, then over time, more aspects of the song come to you, and you, like, store it in a part of your brain, like the first line and the second line, or you write it down, until suddenly you think, yeah, I've got it, and then you write it down. I mean, that's one way to explain it. I mean, you don't just sit down and write a song, you know. It's years of suffering or experience or whatever. Sometimes you do. Yes. Like Scared of America, I just wrote. But there's a reason I wrote that, because we're into trying to get our songs into licensing. And there's a David Bowie song called I'm Afraid of America. And they were asking for something along those lines. So that particular song I wrote for that purpose. But usually not. Usually I just write what comes to me over time, you know. And I've got a collection of Holocaust songs. You know, my father-in-law is a survivor of Auschwitz. He's told me many stories. And on my website, there's a section of Holocaust songs about the Holocaust, that me and Paul are actually working on one or two more at the moment. And that's it, you know. It's just, I feel a need to do it, you know.
Well, and it's great. We say this all the time on these broadcasts. This is the golden age of being an independent artist, because for the first time, I mean, if you look back, maybe in the last 15 years, it's the very first time that an independent artist has the opportunity to get past the gatekeepers, to allow their music to be out there. Let the people decide if they like your song, not some fat bastard record executive snorting coke in a skyscraper.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
But the problem is, the problem is there's so much out there. That's a problem. And how do people decide, you know, how do you get the music to them? You know, you've got a snotty-nosed kid making beats in his bedroom or whatever, and you're competing with these people. And I think the public, I've had it up to here with so much music out there. That's the reason they turn to these record companies produce songs like Beyonce or whatever shit is out there, because they can't be bothered to search for other songs that would appeal to them. So they've like given up. They put their hands in the air and they said, "Okay, we'll take what you're giving us." You know, I think that's what's happening.
I don't know that that's the case in America. In fact, record labels are struggling.
Sure.
It hasn't been that long ago that Sony Music was suing 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, because they downloaded a song. I mean, how far do you fall from grace when you're the great Sony and you're suing children?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyone that cares to Google the amount of court cases that the major record labels, the out-of-court settlements they've had to fork over hundreds of millions of dollars because they cheated their employees. Folks, what business are you in? Do you have to sue your boss to get paid? Well, if you'd like to do that, then come get a major record deal in the U.S. because you're going to get screwed. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And yet no one knows about it because
George Michael. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But one or two independents are getting through. But, I mean, look, in the U.K., you've got Ed Sheeran or whatever his name is. Yeah, his millions have been pumped into him. They're making sure only he gets heard in the charts, whatever. And these are, you know, how do you compete against that? You can write brilliant songs, but the question is, how are the public going to get to hear them? That's the problem.
Well, there is a solution. Many bands that have been through here, we've lost track, about 9,000 bands, maybe another 6,000 authors. There are independent bands making good money. You don't know necessarily hear about them, but there is a formula. Anyway, we're in the interest of time, we're going to run a couple minutes over. I hope you guys are okay with that. I believe we got two more songs to run. So
overtime.
Well, we try to keep the songs close to an hour because we rebroadcast them. It throws our schedule off if it's too much over an hour.
Okay.
So let's get into this tune. We're going to play it first, and folks, you can we'll ask the guys about it after we hear it. This is The House of Ill Repute.
Nothing goes according to plan.
I'm the
dumb, and I ain't mute. But my misery is absolute. Growing fat on forbidden fruit. Growing wild in the house of ill repute. All those years that stand and still. Been fighting my way uphill. Finally reaching the top. Then crashing down in a belly flop. In a belly flop.
In a belly flop.
I can wear a tie and a checkered suit. When the foot is on the other boot, I'd rather just war-torn Beirut than go back to the house of ill repute. Than go back to the house of ill repute. Then go back to the house of ill repute. Then go back to the house of ill repute.
You are listening to a featured music special, an international featured music special. I believe it's our fourth or fifth of this week with the guys that go by the Pauls or Les Pauls if you're French, because both of them are named Paul. That's Paul Robert Thomas and Paulio, and they have been gracious enough with their time to spend with us for this hour and a little bit longer. Now, gentlemen, we're down to our final segment, so we want to make sure we'll do a little business right off the top. Let's do a little business. And Mr. Thomas, please remind everybody where they can find you and how can they support the band.
Our main website, www.paullyricsasitsounds.com. There you can find all the information about those Pauls, all of our latest albums. Our latest album at the moment is A Mile Until Dawn, brilliant album. And all the information about us is there. It's everything you need to know you can find there.
Well, okay, right. And as we mentioned earlier, this is the final segment, and we want to make sure that we've included everything that you guys want to include in this particular broadcast. I'll go to you, Paulio. You know, I want to say hello to anybody out there. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much to all your listeners out there for taking the time to listen to the show. Thank you very much, and have a nice day, America. And secondly, I would like to say today is my wedding anniversary, and I would like to put out over the air that I love my wife very much. And Ines, you're the greatest, and thanks for putting up with me all these years. And the putting up with the music and the recording studio. And just thanks a lot for being here for me and the kids.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And last of all, I'd like to thank you very much, D-Man, for having us on the show. And it was a pleasure being on your show. And we love you.
Well, you guys are the exact people we had in mind when we formed the company back in 1996. Somebody has to help the little guy. Somebody has to put the artist first, because over here in America, nobody in corporate America puts the artist first. They put the artist last. So anyway, okay, enough of that.
That's great.
Paul Robert Thomas. It's floor is yours. You want to say hello to anybody? Final thoughts on this show?
Well, yeah. Actually, last night we were celebrating my son Golan's birthday.
Oh, cool.
So happy birthday to Golan.
Happy birthday, Golan.
Oh, thank you. We'd like to thank you, Z-Man. Really brilliant. I mean, it's amazing what you're doing. Really, really. You're helping, and I'm sure you've helped us. And it really has been a pleasure and an honor. And we're not scared of America. It's just a song. But thank you so much.
Well, I'm scared of the president, as are the 70% who disapprove of his being in the office. Again, remember, these are recorded, folks. My prediction is Mr. Trump will not make it through his first term. He will either quit, be indicted, or impeached. That's my prediction. Okay, no more politics. You know, guys, the last song that you wanted to play is not one of the songs that you sent me. The only tune we have left is entitled This Song.
Oh, this song, okay.
Hey,
yeah,
I didn't.
Okay,
so I didn't want you to think I played the wrong song, but you sent us six songs, and this is the only one we have left. So
we're only human already. Mistakes happen.
Well,
this song I love. It's another Bowie kind of song with great lyrics and music by Paul Leo.
Well, you guys do a great job.
Great lyrics. And I'm a big Bowie fan anyway, so. I always thought to myself, this is Bowie's song.
Well, guys, you let us know how we can support you. We are here to help, and you guys have friends over here, and we look forward to your next creations, and we get back and let us.
Thank you very much.
Play that
thank
stuff.
You thank so
you
much.
Very much indeed.
Excellent, guys.
Very kind of you.
Well, you guys
thank
have
you.
A
great day. Bye, America. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Well, you guys have a great night in Switzerland and in Israel. And, folks, here's the last track. Get out there and download some songs as soon as you finish listening to this one. Listeners, thanks for tuning in.
This song. All I got left is this song. sun.